This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. A former Aurora fire paramedic convicted in the death of Elijah McClain has been sentenced to 4 years probation, 14 months in a work release program, and community service. Jeremy Cooper was convicted last year, along with another paramedic, for administering a large dose of the powerful sedative ketamine to McClain, who was pinned on the ground and unarmed. Prosecutor Jason Slothauber.
And the defendant, Mr. Cooper, is primarily and principally responsible for the fact that the first time anyone even tries to take Elijah McClain's pulse is 6 minutes after they've given him a massive overdose of ketamine at this defendant's request. And when they first take his pulse, they find out he has none. The first time they do anything for him, he's already dead.
Cooper will serve 14 months in work release, allowing him to spend weekends and nights in jail, but leave and work during the day. But it's unclear whether Cooper will spend any time actually incarcerated. The other paramedic convicted in McClain's death, Peter Chikuniak, was sentenced to 5 years in prison earlier this year. Three officers and two paramedics were charged in McClain's death. Denver police cleared protesters out of the Aurora campus downtown multiple times on Friday. They were protesting the war in Gaza. This is CPR News and KRCC.